I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The sponsor this week is Hayloft Plants Limited from Pershaw in Worcestershire. Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to exchange some news, views and a bit of timely advice on all things gardening. Those of you living some distance from our shores may be interested to hear that things have been hotting up in Britain. Last Friday, early in the afternoon, driving up the M40 through the centre of England, the car thermometer measured 103 degrees Fahrenheit. It was pretty warm, and keeping things watered has been quite a challenge. The quantity of wood fibres used in potting composts these days is not really helping. They dry out so quickly, and once dry, are quite difficult to re-wet. If you happen to have any container plants in black plastic containers, then you need to be careful, because on the sunny side, strong sunlight will get really hot, and that heat can be enough not just to dry the compost out, but to actually burn the roots. The best bet is to get a slightly larger pot and stand the smaller one in it, so there's a gap of air between the two. It's like sort of double glazing in reverse. Just that little bit of air between the pots will stop the black getting scorching hot and burning the roots. So, what's new this week? Well, I was interested to hear that unsolicited seeds have been received here in Britain and the United States. One or two samples that I've seen photographed on the internet look to me to be sunflowers. DEFRA, the government department that sees to plant health, wants details if anybody receives any of these unsolicited seeds. Rather sounds as if it's some con artist trying to lay hands on personal detail. There's always somebody, isn't there, trying to take us for a ride. In the gardener's world, I was very pleased and I suppose somewhat privileged to meet the incoming president of the Royal Horticultural Society, Keith Weed, at the RHS Gardens at Hyde Hall last week. He's retired now from Unilever, worked there for 35 years, and for the last 9 years was Chief Marketing and Communications Officer. He's a very keen and enthusiastic gardener, has a large garden, and two of his interests are wildflowers. He's got a 6-acre wildflower meadow and a topiary. While his wife, Kate, she's into dahlias and apparently has a collection of over 200 of them. So it will be very interesting to see what changes follow the appointment of a high flyer from the commercial world rather than from the landed gentry, as has been the case pretty well for the past few years. Now, what's been happening in my world? Well, I mentioned the journey up the M40 on Friday. That was to one of my fairly regular visits to the Ball Colgrave organisation. That's a company that gardeners won't necessarily have heard much about, but they are major suppliers of seeds, seedlings and young plants to nursery people who specialise in ornamental things. They've got a fairly new member of staff, Steve Austin. Goodness, what he knows about hardy perennials is impressive to say the least. And I've booked him. I hope we can have a chat on air next week to get the best and latest information on what new hardy perennials to select and how to grow them. Several people have raised the question of whitefly and red spider in greenhouses. The high temperature, of course, is just asking for red spider. And there is a prompt action as soon as you see, and perhaps even before you see, if you can get a spray of SB Plant Invigorator on, it will certainly check those two pests. I've just introduced some biological control for both red spider and whitefly, and just have my fingers crossed it will keep things clean and under control. I've got three plants of melon growing in the soil in the polytunnel, and the fruits are just beginning to set and several of them swell. It is worth doing a little hand pollinating. You'll find that the male flowers come first on melons, and then if you're patient, keep them well watered, you'll see subsequently the females come, which have a little tiny rounded immature fruit at the back of the petals. What I like to do is to pick one or two male flowers, just tear off the yellow petals, so I've got a little tiny centre of pollen, and that can just be popped into the open flower of the female types, and they seem to set quite well there. If you can get several to set at the same time, that's by far the best way, because if one sets early, all the plant's energies go into that and you end up with one very big melon. There is, of course, a downside to this, because if you set too many, then, of course, the size overall is less and you just get a lot of small melons. So it's a matter of trying to get the balance right. If too many set, of course, you can cut one or two off. And as I said, make sure once you have got a set that the plants are well watered and fed, because those fruits will grow at an enormous rate. My guest this week on our podcast is Isabel Watson, who's in her second year of apprenticeship with Wholesale Container Plant Nursery, Bransford Webbs in Worcestershire. Isabel, the first thing I must do is to congratulate you, I understand, having just received the Midland Regional Growers Apprenticeship of the Year Award. Is that right?
Yes, thank you very much. It's really exciting, and I was over the moon to accept the Midland Regional Growers Apprentice of the Year. And it's really, you know, really nice to know that all your hard work hasn't gone unrecognised.
Well, now, can you tell me a bit about Bransford, first of all, where you work?
We're an ornamental nursery. We have a really fantastic range of Hebes.
And you worked in the propagation department, didn't you? So were you rooting cuttings of these Hebes?
Yeah, I started off in the propagation department. There I experienced working on the cuttings table, very busy all the year round. And then I also experienced working in our liner unit, so doing lots of cultural maintenance, so like trimming or pruning plants, and like learning about the different irrigation systems as well.
Yeah, so it's pretty detailed then, the apprenticeship.
Yeah, the apprenticeship has been really fantastic, actually. It's a level 3 crop technician apprenticeship. I had 10 block release weeks to Pershore College over the 2 years. We had 10 modules, and I think the great thing about level 3 is that it's really setting us up to be employable after our apprenticeship. Obviously, we're being able to apply everything we're learning back at where we work. Yeah, it's really, really fantastic. It all like links very well together.
And do you learn something from your fellow apprentices, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really important, actually. And, you know, sometimes when you work, you're very focused on your job. So when you go and meet it's really important meeting new people, you know, in the industry and learning what's out there and, you know, where your fellow students work and widen your knowledge and, yeah, just get as much experience as possible of, you know, what's out there in horticulture, definitely.
And what set you off, first of all, into horticulture then?
I've always enjoyed being outside and, you know, get really excited when you, like, grow something. You just start seeing a seed germinate. My gran was a florist, and my granddad always, you know, grew the veg in the greenhouses. And then I kind of went more into the art and design world, and I studied a degree in jewellery and silversmithing.
Really?
Yeah, so that was, yeah, the School of Jewellery in Birmingham. So that was, I graduated in 2014. Wasn't really sure, where I was going. And then I started here as a seasonal in 2018, learning so much. And then as soon as I found out that Bradsford offered the apprenticeship scheme, I applied straight away. So yeah, it's been really brilliant.
I think I heard that you went to the IPPS conference.
Yeah, so yeah, it's the International Plant Propagation Society, but even though it says propagation, it's kind of very open to growers. It's very broad. It welcomes everyone in horticulture, and that was brilliant. So I won the six pack award, which means there was myself and then five other young people in horticulture studying horticulture. We got to take part in the 3 day conference. So
I mean, you'd be amongst some of the finest cuttings, rooters, and grafters and propagators in the world, wouldn't you? I mean, it's a great organisation, that IPPS.
oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it really opens your eyes to what's out there, and it's really exciting. There's so many different routes you can go to in horticulture, and it's brilliant learning and meeting other professionals within the industry. So yeah, it was a really brilliant experience.
Now, Isabel, what does a young lady do in her spare time?
Other than gardening, I also love house plants. So yeah, I've got a big house plant obsession. At the minute, I'm revising for my endpoint assessment exam. So with the apprenticeship, I've only got my exams to go. So obviously, yeah, we're just waiting for the go ahead on those. But yeah, I also love being creative and looking into botanical art. Yeah, lots of creative things.
Well, I can see you moving into the show and exhibition world, because if you do have experience and interests in design.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what I love doing at home, really. I like, especially when how, the growth habit of a plant, or the spread and the height and the colours. And I really enjoy, like different textures and layering, as many plants as possible. So yeah, for my parents, I kind of just recently did a cottage kind of like border theme. So that's really nice. I love doing other people's gardens as well. So
Yeah. Now, what about the future then?
obviously love working at Bransford, and I really want to kind of carry on and progressing in my current role. So I'm a full-time grower in the propagation department at the minute, where I'm responsible for 15 beds. I look after a really wide range of ornamental plants. So yeah, just becoming the best grower I can be, and keep developing my skills. But I've also thought possibly my ultimate future goal, would be to become a teacher in horticulture, and possibly pass on my skills and knowledge one day as well. I think it'd be kind of great to help other people see what a fantastic industry horticulture is.
Goodness, we need some young ambassadors, because I'm absolutely over the moon that I spent my working life in horticulture. Isabel, you've also recently got a bursary from the David Colgrave Foundation. How are you going to spend that money?
Yeah, that's right. So when I was at college, I applied for the David Colgrave, student scholarship grant, and I was awarded £1,000 to help with my horticulture studies. So I've been looking into Rosewarne College in Camborne, Cornwall, where they've got a micropropagation unit.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I thought that would be really interesting, seeing as I am a propagation as well. And I also know that they do other learning courses with the Eden project, so that'd be really fantastic to see if I could spend a few days there. I wouldn't be able to travel until next year, but I'd really like to visit some more ornamental nurseries in Holland, kind of similar to where I am now, but just seeing how they do it differently, and obviously all the really advanced technology over there at the minute. There's one nursery I've looked at, Beacon Camp, at the moment. So yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed, I'll be able to go soon.
Well, Isabel, if you need a referee for Beacon Camp, I know one or two people there, so perhaps I can oil a wheel or two for you.
Oh, brilliant.
Isabel, it's great to speak to you and to share with your enthusiasm. I wish you every success and thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
And the tailpiece this week, well, it's a quote from Barry Tobin. A garden is a thing of beauty and a job forever. You can say that again. I never have enough time. And goodness, we've been stretched this last week or two. Just keeping up with the watering is demanding enough. But I did just snatch a day off and went and sat on the beach at the estuary at West Mersey. And the one thing that really pleased me as we drove into that little town, they had a whole series of old rowing boats, filled with compost and planted with summer bedding. It wouldn't be the seaside, would it, without a really nice, colourful show of summer bedding. So thank you, West Mersey Council, for keeping the place looking pretty. Hope to join you again next week. My thanks to this week's sponsor, Hayloft Plants Limited, in Pershore, Worcestershire.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.